to it. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I do, and I hope you're ready to get back to work because there's a lot to be done. For Michael Bloomberg, man, all of that money has bought him 3 percentage points so far, 3 percentage points. And did you see this clip of Bloomberg saying raising taxes on the poor is good for them because that way they can't afford things that'll kill them? Yeah. Grover Norquist joining me, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you, sir. All right, so Bloomberg apparently not going to buy his way to the title here. In fact, I'm not sure he's going to be on the stage for the debate next time around.
Well, he has $50 billion. He is obsessed with power over other people. He has made as much money as one could probably desire in this world, and now he wants power. You saw when he was mayor of New York, did he fix the schools? Did he fix the streets? No, he decided to tax or ban things like big gulps because he doesn't like them. He
right.
doesn't like them. Actually, he doesn't like them for poor people. He talks about, you know, eating meat and everything, which is, I guess, a sin now on the left. But you see, he is him, and he knows how to do it carefully. It's all these poor people who can't run their lives without his, you know, guiding them.
His supervision. Like, well, yeah, he's smarter than they are. And he's there to guide
better,
them and give supervision.
Better.
Right.
And this is, you know, people used to, I remember reading books in high school, you know, oh, company towns were awful because the guy who built a big factory and everybody moved there wanted everybody to go to church on Sunday or not play baseball on Sunday, and had all these rules that were good for the edification of others. And there was this sense that, look, you hire me, I work with you, but you don't get to run the rest of my life. And he's a business guy who not only wants to tell the people who work for his company what to do, but all the rest of us.
Right.
And he wants to be king, not rich guy.
Well, we're just peasants, Grover. You and I, we're just peasants out here. Get the pitchfork. All right, let me ask you about some other things that are going on, though. All right, so Bloomberg, not getting much traction anywhere thus far, and I think he's made a $30 million ad buy already, which is great for the economy. Thank you for doing that, Michael. But other than that, he's not making a move. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris has gone from being the darling at 17 points to 3. Elizabeth Warren has seen her fortunes collapse as soon as she told us that it would only cost $52 trillion for her health care plan. What a bargain. What a deal. They're both collapsing, which basically leaves Bernie, Biden, and Mayor Pete at the top now. I don't think any one of these guys stands a snowball's chance. Your thoughts?
Well, one of them has to win the Democratic primary.
I meant against Trump.
Yeah, I know. They can't all lose the primary.
Well, I understand.
As nice as that would be. However, I think you're right. It is when people said, you know, Trump's numbers are at 45, he won with 46% of the vote. No matter how many votes you pile up in California, you only get to win their electoral votes once.
Correct.
So he is in a spot where he's in reasonably good shape, but that's against nobody or against anybody or against, you know, imagine a Democrat who you would like. Would you vote for that person instead of Trump? Well, that's a different question than you're stuck with a mayor of a small town that only got a few thousand votes to get elected. The streets aren't very good. He doesn't treat the black community very well. He doesn't have a good relationship with the police. The fact that the press has gone out of their way not to talk about what kind of mayor he was, which is the only thing you have to judge him on, unless he just wants to be judged on the, you know, identity politics, both for me. With Biden, I don't know. I mean, the whole argument is he had this great, you know, experience on foreign policy, but we didn't see it in action.
No.
And
he's out of touch. I mean, we'll just be honest. Joe Biden's out of touch, and Bernie is Bernie. Bernie will have his 15 or 18 points. He always will. It makes me wonder if I think 6 of the candidates have qualified for the next debate in December. But I wonder if we don't end up with a brokered convention, because you'll have Biden with his 20 points and Bernie with his 15 points and the mayor with his 10 points. You're not going to have a clear-cut winner, it doesn't appear. I mean, Biden's not even competitive right now in Iowa and New Hampshire. I mean, he's winning nationally, but in the first two big states, he doesn't even appear to be competitive. And then you have to ask yourself, what about Hillary Clinton 3.0? Does she do it? I mean, there's a Michael Bloomberg may have blown open a big hole in the side of the Democrat Party for her to drive right through?
That is a very interesting question. I would love to have a sense of who she's on the phone to, who her husband's on the phone to. I mean, they would both be running to redefine their legacy. For Clinton, it'd be something other than Monica Lewinsky, and for her, it'd be something other than, you know, just being on her husband's coattails and still losing. That's a pretty big driver. I mean, McCain spent the second half of his career trying to not be part of the Keating Five.
Well, and that's a good point, you know. But you look at the economy once again. You look at polling numbers for African-American voters. More African-American voters voted for Donald Trump than they did for Mitt Romney or John McCain, you just mentioned. So Trump already had stronger support among African-Americans. He told them the last time around, what do you have to lose? Well, apparently they had nothing to lose and a lot to gain with this president. They have the lowest unemployment, the best job gains. Their wages are going up. And let's be honest, the scariest possible thing for Democrats is to lose the African-American vote, which seems to be leeching a bit over to President Donald Trump. What do you think?
Those polls are very interesting. I mean, I have always, you know, many people have said, you know what, the policies that African-Americans tell people they want school choice. It is overwhelmingly powerful and important to African-Americans who are stuck in cities with bureaucratized, unionized schools like the Chicago district that's going to take $1 billion or something. They keep throwing money at it, and the education doesn't happen year after year. And yet they can see that when there's a voucher or a scholarship program in D.C., a few thousand, kids rush to that. Moms rush to get into to get that opportunity. Or vouchers like they have in Florida. Or charter schools, 3 million kids
sure.
in charter schools.
But here's the one thing that I think that is overlooked in the African-American community. They're not nearly as far left as their counterparts in the white community when you go left. In fact, take abortion, for example. 3% of white Democrats think that abortion should not be legal. Fully one-third of African-Americans oppose abortion. And when you talk about the very liberal abortion laws that have been put in place in New York and Virginia and putting it out there as a national idea, that's a place that African-Americans might fully reject that whole notion. You see, when the party goes that far left, African-Americans tend to be a touch more moderate in the middle, which might explain why Joe Biden is still surviving down the middle. I'll give you the last word.
This is going to be extremely important. The economy's growth, I think, is a strong benefit for the president, the African-American community, with the Hispanic community, with all Americans. And the party lunged so far to the left because they were just sure anybody could beat Trump. Mm-hmm. Why not put up our most hard left person we can imagine?
Yep.
And if they're, as they try and retreat from that, when armies get destroyed when they go into retreat, and they're retreating from that position, which means they have to sort of denounce some of the positions that they kind of lunged at early.
That's correct. Grover Norquist, good to have you here, Grover. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Good to have you back as always. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.